2022年河北省初中毕业生升学文化课考试，英语试卷，百卷，听力部分。第一题，听句子，选出句子中所包含的信息。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出包含所听信息的选项。
Number one, our English classes are lively.
Our English classes are lively.
Number two, the football game will begin at 2:15.
The football game will begin at 2:15.
Number three, Li Ming drew a picture yesterday evening.
Li Ming drew a picture yesterday evening.
Number four, look, the boy from class one runs fastest.
Look, the boy from class one runs fastest.
Number five, Jenny, let's prepare a birthday card for our grandma.
Jenny, let's prepare a birthday card for our grandma.
Number two, 听句子，选出该句的最佳答语。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出该句的最佳答语。
Number six, can you help me move the desk?
Can you help me move the desk?
Number seven, hello, is that Mike speaking?
Hello, is that Mike speaking?
Number eight, would you mind my reading aloud here?
Would you mind my reading aloud here?
Number nine, what do you think of the 2022 Winter Olympics?
What do you think of the 2022 Winter Olympics?
Number 10. We should separate the rubbish before throwing it.
We should separate the rubbish before throwing it.
Third题, 听对话和问题, 选择正确答案。下面你将听到五组对话和八个问题，每组对话和问题读两遍。请你听完对话和问题的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一组对话 回答第十一题。
What will you do this afternoon, Mary?
I plan to clean the house and take out the rubbish.
Okay. After you finish them, let's go to the supermarket.
No problem.
What will you do this afternoon, Mary?
I plan to clean the house and take out the rubbish.
Okay. After you finish them, let's go to the supermarket.
No problem.
Question number 11. What will they do together in the afternoon?
What will they do together in the afternoon?
Please listen to the second dialogue and answer the 12th question.
Bob gave me a book as my birthday gift last week. I really like it.
What a nice friend he is.
Yes, last year he sent me my favorite model plane.
Wow, he really knows you well.
Bob gave me a book as my birthday gift last week. I really like it.
What a nice friend he is.
Yes, last year,He sent me my favorite model plane.
Wow, he really knows you well.
Question number 12. What did Bob give the boy last year?
What did Bob give the boy last year?
Please listen to the third dialogue.回答第十三题。
Lily, look at the giraffes on TV.
So cute. I learned that they are very tall, the tallest animal on the land.
You're right. Look, there are some baby monkeys in the trees.
I want to see real animals, Dad.Shall we go to the zoo this afternoon?
Of course. Lily, look at the giraffes on TV.
So cute. I learned that they are very tall, the tallest animal on the land.
You're right. Look, there are some baby monkeys in the trees.
I want to see real animals, Dad. Shall we go to the zoo this afternoon?
Of course. Question number 13. Where are the speakers?
Where are the speakers?
请听第四组对话，回答第十四、十五题。
How are you doing, Jean?
A little busy. Now I'm reading a book about science. What about you, Tom?
Cindy and I have been preparing for our speech competition.
Oh, no. I forgot it. I have to go to the library to find some useful information for my topic.
I will go with you. I want to borrow some books about silk.
That's a good topic. It stands for part of Chinese culture. I plan to introduce Beijing opera.
Great idea. Let's go now. How are you doing, Jean?
A little busy. Now I'm reading a book about science. What about you, Tom?
Cindy and I have been preparing for our speech competition.
Oh, no.I forgot it. I have to go to the library to find some useful information for my topic.
I will go with you. I want to borrow some books about silk.
That's a good topic. It stands for part of Chinese culture. I plan to introduce Beijing opera.
Great idea. Let's go now. Question number 14. What is Jean doing now?
What is Jean doing now?
Question number 15. Who will borrow books about silk?
Who will borrow books about silk?
Hi, Tina. Many things of the Beijing Winter Olympic Games were made from waste. Do you know that?
Yes, I saw it on TV news before. Because China wants to have a greener Winter Olympics. Actually, we are also doing some small things recently to protect the environment. Would you like to join us, Leo?
Uh-huh. My pleasure. What can we do?
First, turn off the lights before we leave the rooms. Second, don't keep the water running all the time when we wash things.
Oh, I see. I should change my bad habits of using water at once. Anything else?
When we go to school, bikes or buses should be our first choice. It will make less air pollution.
I agree with you. I usually go to school by bike.
Me too. Besides, we can make our books recycled.
How to do it?
Our school has a 2-day book sale every month, and we can sell the old ones to someone in need.
Sounds great. I'll keep them in mind. Hi, Tina. Many things of the Beijing Winter Olympic Games were made from waste. Do you know that?
Yes, I saw it on TV news before. Because China wants to have a greener Winter Olympics. Actually, we are also doing some small things recently to protect the environment. Would you like to join us, Leo?
Uh-huh, my pleasure. What can we do?
First, turn off the lights before we leave the rooms. Second, don't keep the water running all the time when we wash things.
Oh, I see. I should change my bad habits of using water at once. Anything else?
When we go to school, bikes or buses should be our first choice. It will make less air pollution.
I agree with you. I usually go to school by bike.
Me too. Besides, we can make our books recycled.
How to do it?
Our school has a 2-day book sale every month, and we can sell the old ones to someone in need.
Sounds great. I'll keep them in mind. Question number 16. What does Tina invite Leo to do?
What does Tina invite Leo to do?
Question number 17. What will Leo do at once?
What will Leo do at once?
Question number 18. How many days do they hold the book sale a year?
How many days do they hold the book sale a year?
Question 18. 听短文和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到两篇短文和七个问题。 短文和问题读两遍，请你听完短文和问题的第二遍朗读后，根据所听内容，从各小题所给出的A、B、C三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一篇短文，回答第19至21题。
If your best friend invites you to attend her birthday party, but you can't go, how to refuse her invitation politely? Here is my advice. First, you should thank her for the invitation when you meet each other. An invitation means she likes you. So you should feel happy and tell her you'll try your best to attend next time. Second, you should explain your reasons for refusing. Don't tell lies. If your friend knows your lies later, she will be angry. Third, you may bring a small gift for your friend next day. It may not be expensive, but it could make your friend more comfortable.
If your best friend invites you to attend her birthday party, but you can't go, how to refuse her invitation politely? Here is my advice. First, you should thank her for the invitation when you meet each other. An invitation means she likes you, so you should feel happy and tell her you'll try your best to attend next time. Second, you should explain your reasons for refusing. Don't tell lies. If your friend knows your lies later, she will be angry. Third, you may bring a small gift for your friend next day. It may not be expensive, but it could make your friend more comfortable.
Question number 19. What is the speaker talking about?
What is the speaker talking about?
Question number 20. What should you do first before telling your reasons?
What should you do first before telling your reasons?
Question number 21. How can you make your friend more comfortable later?
How can you make your friend more comfortable later?
Do you want to open up your mind and relax yourselves? Come and attend our short weekend trip to an old town. We will meet at 9 o'clock in the morning at the underground station. We will take the underground to get to the old town. Before we set out, we can have bread for breakfast. At noon, we can enjoy the special rice noodles in Flower Restaurant. After that, we are ready to walk around the old town to see some ancient things. I believe that you'll be surprised at all kinds of these things, such as the paintings and the ancient bottles. At 6 o'clock in the afternoon, it's time for us to go back home. Wish you a good trip.
Do you want to open up your mind and relax yourselves? Come and attend our short weekend trip to an old town. We will meet at 9 o'clock in the morning at the underground station. We will take the underground to get to the old town. Before we set out, we can have bread for breakfast. At noon, we can enjoy the special rice noodles in Flower Restaurant. After that, we are ready to walk around the old town to see some ancient things. I believe that you'll be surprised at all kinds of these things, such as the paintings and the ancient bottles. At 6 o'clock in the afternoon, it's time for us to go back home. Wish you a good trip.
Question number 22. Where will they meet?
Where will they meet?
Question number 23. When will they eat rice noodles?
When will they eat rice noodles?
Question number 24. What will they do after eating lunch?
What will they do after eating lunch?
Question number 25. What is the speaker mainly talking about?
What is the speaker mainly talking about?
Our class had a social activity last Sunday. We visited a history museum. Because it was not far, we took a bus to go there. The museum guide led us to know the museum very well. He helped us to buy the student tickets, and it only cost 12 yuan for each. In the morning, we enjoyed different shows in different halls. Each of the halls was named after a color, and each hall showed a country. In the afternoon, we watched a film about the history of our city in a special hall. After the visit, we went to a park to have a picnic. We brought some sandwiches for dinner. We ate them and talked together happily on the grass. We really had a good time.
Our class had a social activity last Sunday. We visited a history museum. Because it was not far, we took a bus to go there. The museum guide led us to know the museum very well. He helped us to buy the student tickets, and it only cost 12 yuan for each. In the morning, we enjoyed different shows in different halls. Each of the halls was named after a color, and each hall showed a country. In the afternoon, we watched a film about the history of our city in a special hall. After the visit, we went to a park to have a picnic. We brought some sandwiches for dinner. We ate them and talked together happily on the grass. We really had a good time.